Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live. Today, our guest is Sandra Nicholson. We're talking about Homeward LA, a benefit we're doing to benefit Midnight Mission and fight homelessness. This is the theme song of our show on Friday night. What if God was one of us? Joan Osborne. My daughter and I saw her live when this was a big hit, and we got to hold her hand and sing it with her. Here it is. The song asks, what if God was a stranger on the bus? In Matthew 25, Christ said, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. And we passed the homeless. You have a chance to help the homeless and come to the show Friday night. The link is right there on the show. So we'll be back. We'll be back with Sandra Nicholson in just about a half minute to discuss this wonderful Homeward LA. Back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome filmmaker, director, writer, actress, designer, producer of Homeward LA Friday night performance, Sandra Nicholson. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good. I'm so honored to be a part of this wonderful show you're producing.
I'm so happy to have you be a part of it.
What a great cast.
What a
blessing. You sure have a great casting ability. I got to, of course, enjoy the other actors and their at the rehearsal, and they all just such a diverse and talented cast you've chosen.
Thank you. Some of the cast members I have worked with in previous productions over a couple of years, so I knew their level of acting ability, and we did the show last year. Homeward LA actually started in 2018. Well, really, it was kind of conceived at the ending of, I believe, 2017 by the founder, Jason Lesner, who is a writer, producer himself, and he basically had this vision to want us to eradicate homelessness. And so he put the word out to a lot of other writers, producers, and directors, and brought the writers together to write real-life stories based off of, last year was 12 individuals who had been living on the streets of Los Angeles. And Jason also is very involved in nonprofit organizations, and one of them happened to be Midnight Mission. And so he partnered with them. And from that moment on, they, you know, Jason came up with this idea to use the artistic community, the entertainment community, to do something that would help eradicate the things that the poverty that we see existing right here in our own city. So it was a huge success. We had 26 productions last year for 10 days. And because it was so successful, you know, we raised $55,000. And that was just starting out. This year, we have 50 productions cast with over 500 actors and over 40 producers. It's just a lot in the same amount, 10 days, starting. It started actually April 26th, and it goes all the way through May 5th. And so far, we have raised over $68,000. And so you have six more days of performances that are coming up. And as you know, we have our show this coming Friday at New Song LA Church in Culver City from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And this year we're telling the stories of 11 individuals, different people, but yet who come from all walks of life to share what they've been through. And we've assembled another, as you said, great cast. And I believe that you all are just going to bring it to the stage. And people will be moved and touched by the realness, because it puts a humanity to the homeless community.
Mm.
Sometimes people look down on those who, you know, don't look physically well or mentally well. And what people fail to realize is that there's a percentage of those who do live on the street. And a lot of it is due to mental illness. But a lot of that, too, comes from if you weren't mentally disabled, you became that way after living on the streets for so long, you know. And so it's a sad situation, and it's grown. It used to be when – I'm not originally from here. I'm from Chicago. And so coming from a big city and then coming to Los Angeles and to witness the level of homelessness here was mind-blowing. My first time ever visiting Skid Row was something that I had never seen. I had never seen that level of people living on the streets. And it was concentrated, but it was just like blocks. It seemed like blocks long. And now here we are 20-something years later, and it has spread through the city. It's no longer just downtown. It's, you know, on the cusp of Beverly Hills. It's in Culver City. It's everywhere. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We know economically that it's expensive to live in Los Angeles. There's not enough housing, you know. So it's a lot of things that play into it. You know, there's different people from all walks of life, ethnic-wise. There are more women and children now that are on the streets, living on the streets, than ever before. And it's, for a man to live on the streets, it's bad enough. For a woman to live on the streets, it's extremely dangerous because of the level of rape and abuse that takes place. So, you know, thank God that Jason had a vision to want to do something. And
yes,
it's been, Homeware LA has been successful. And he's managed to pull the artist community together. And it's just, it's grown. And I believe as the years go, it's here to stay. It's, you know, Homeware LA is going to be here. So it's going to grow and grow, and more people are going to get involved. And so that's pretty much how it all came about.
Well, thank you, Jason, for starting this. Thank you, Sonda, for producing it. And you mentioned the women, and I know I think about a half dozen of five or six of the stories that they'll hear at our performance Friday are women. In fact, let me give a quick shout-out to the cast. I have the list here. Damon Lyra, and if I might mispronounce one, let me know. Lori Williams, myself, Cheryl Williamson, Sal Rodriguez, Donna Marie Sergi, Suzanne Mathai.
Mathai. Yes.
Josue
yes.
Aguiar.
Yes. Yes.
Joe Dallapina, Christopher Reese, and Johnny Ray Diaz. It's going to be a great night, and they can get tickets, as you said, brown paper tickets. We have it there on the radio show link. But they could go to Brown Paper Tickets, just search New Song LA, Homeward LA, May 3rd, or at the door. But we're recommending they go online, and, you know, it's a lot safer to have that ticket in advance.
Yes. And all the proceeds go to the Midnight Mission. And the Midnight Mission has been around since 1914. And
it's right down on Skid Row, isn't it? Right down in that area.
Off of San Pedro, yes. The Midnight Mission alters paths to self-sufficiency to men, women, and children who've lost direction. They have emergency services, a 12-step recovery, family living, job training, education, and workforce development programs. They offer a lot. So it's a great organization to support, or even to go just volunteer your time, as far as helping, you know, feed. They, you know, you can spend a day there. clothing, dropping off clothes. And, you know, when it comes to getting involved, I believe that you have to do it the way God shows you to do it. Some people, you know, it visually, it may be upsetting, but then there are some people that may not be able to handle that for whatever reason, but then they can write a check, you know, to support the Midnight Mission. Or some people, you know, like to roll up their sleeves and are hands-on. They can go down there and volunteer. It's a lot that can be done. And it's not only just the Midnight Mission. There are other places of shelters. In fact, when I was doing some research, I believe there's over 300 organizations, some shelter programs that help people rebuild their lives, get back on their feet. So it is a task that will take some time, and as the scriptures say, I can't really remember exactly where it is, but I do know that Jesus said that, you know, the poor would always be among us, but that didn't mean that we weren't supposed to do our part, is help provide for those who are less fortunate.
Yeah, the Midnight Mission is such a great place, too. And like you say, it has a history. Some of the great actors go down there and feed the poor. I know Dick Van Dyke goes down there on Thanksgiving, Christmas,
yeah.
And he's out there dishing out the food. And it's nice to know that all the money's going to a rock-solid place. It's not a fly-by-night
mm-hmm.
place. They're 24/7
mm-hmm.
helping people get sober, helping people get off the streets,
mm-hmm.
have a place to sleep.
Yes, and you know, as I want to read something to you, it says that there are 20, well, it's over 50,000 people that are experiencing homeless on any given night. 25% are sheltered and 75% unsheltered. And
75% of the homeless aren't in a shelter. They're right out on the street.
They're right on the street. That is just like, wow. 27% of those who experience homelessness have a serious mental illness. 15% have a substance abuse disorder. And
how much was the mental illness, Sandra? 15% is substance abuse. And how high was the mental illness?
27%.
27% mental illness, okay.
And then
wow.
There's 15% that have a physical disability, and 6% have a developmental disability, and 2% have AIDS. So, 30% of those who are homeless had experience with domestic violence, and 6% are homeless due to fleeing domestic violence. So, and there's many more, you know, veterans, it says, Gawash, it says 3,886 are veterans, 19% decrease from 2017. But there's just a whole list of statistics showing who's affected by it. And it's just something that I think that needs to change, and it needs to change for the better. And it's not just Los Angeles. Los Angeles, to me, just magnifies it. But you have homelessness in Chicago. You have homelessness in New York. You have it in all the major big cities, you know.
And it's even worse, like where I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, when you have those brutal winters for 5-6 months, too, you know.
Exactly. Because in Chicago, as you know, a couple of months ago, they had that polar vortex. But thank God for, I believe, the young lady, Candace Brown, and she had it in her heart to do something, and she did. And she reached out to the community. She bought some motel rooms, and she just put it out there to let people know she had these rooms, but she needed people to help her to go get the homeless off the street. And what was the plan to only do for maybe about a day or two turned out to a week, because people responded, and the people that they got off the street was able to stay housed for at least a week and were fed and had clothing. And there was people who had just been released from the hospital and didn't have anywhere to go. Or one woman, and she was on Ellen. She was on the Ellen show, actually, and she told what had happened. You know, one woman was pregnant, like I think 8 or 9 months pregnant, and sub-degree weather in Chicago, but had nowhere to go. So, you know, it's, we live in some really interesting times. We really do, and it's just...
Yeah, and then some of these hospitals have dumped elderly people, mentally ill people, just dumped them on the streets.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really weird because as the more sophisticated in society that we have become with technology and the more money we've made as a society, and yet it seems as though the flip side of that is there's a sense of compassion that has been lost on so many levels. And, I mean, how can you put a person out of a hospital who has nowhere to go, nothing but with a hospital gown on? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and they just dump them Skid Row. Yeah. Yeah,
Albert Einstein
said when our technology exceeds our intelligence and compassion, we'll become a nation of hardened idiots. And I think that thank God for Jason and you and this type of thing that is really giving a person a chance. They can put their money where their mouth is. They might be afraid to approach a homeless person or afraid they're mentally ill, perhaps.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know. I mean, my wife and I have tried to help them directly and even had them come over for dinner at our place and things like that.
Right.
But a lot of people
right.
are afraid because they hear stories where a homeless person goes
right.
unhinged
and
hurts somebody.
Trust me,
but
I
this
understand.
Is something they can do. They can buy a ticket. They can come to this benefit, have an evening of theater, and they can know that that money's going to an organization that has experience in helping, you know, people since the early
right.
1900s.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm glad that we're getting the word out there, and I just hope that the listening audience, if you happen to be living in Los Angeles or know some people who live in Los Angeles or in Los Angeles County, is to send them down to New Song LA in Culver City, 5875 Green Valley Circle and Culver City, and come on in. We prefer that they buy the tickets online because it just makes it easier. The show will start on time at 7:30. They can purchase tickets at Brown Paper Tickets for New Song LA, Homeward LA. And the tickets are $20, you know, so you spend that on a salad or a couple of days at Starbucks or whatever your favorite coffee place is. So it's worth it, you know, just donating that $20 for something that's going to really help somebody else, you know?
It sure is. Well, thank you, Sondra, for joining us today. And it's been a blessing to have you on today.
Thank you. And it's been a blessing you being a part of this production. I'm looking so forward to, I've been telling people, I was like, oh, Richard Rossi is going to bring this character to life, you know?
Thank you. I
you
still
do an
relate
excellent
to Dusty.
Job.
Yeah, I still relate to
uh-huh.
Dusty. Have a lot of parallels with him. I don't know if I told you, but, you know, you have this, one of the songs of What If God Was One of Us. That's a very special song for me and my daughter. When she was about 7, that song came out, and she loved Joan Osborne and loved that song when she was a little girl, and we'd see it on MTV, you know. And so I took
wow.
my daughter to see her perform that live in a concert, and we're down on the front row right in front of Joan Osborne. My daughter's piggyback on my shoulders. And when she sings that song, Joan Osborne grasps my daughter's hands. And we're kind of swaying, dancing with her. My daughter on my shoulders, Joan holding my daughter's hands. And we're all singing What If God Was One of Us. So when you picked that
wow.
song, it just brought back that happy, happy moment with my daughter.
Wow, isn't that beautiful? And see,
yeah.
that's the one God always knows, right? He always
yeah.
knows. Always
yeah.
knows. Wow.
Well, you get your rest because we have a lot to do. So we'll see you soon, and we'll see everyone listening. Get your butts down there Friday night.
Yes. All righty. Thank you. Have
You're
a blessed
welcome.
Day.
God bless you, Sandra. And
Thank
again, as Sandra said, this is Friday night, New Song, L.A. Church. The link is on. You can copy and paste from this radio show. You can see it on our screen there. Or just go to brownpapertickets.com and you can just search Homeward L.A., New Song L.A. You'll see it come up Friday, May 3rd, Culver City, and get your tickets there on brownpapertickets.com. Will be one of, I think there's 11 of us. Let me see. We've got Damon, 1, Lori Williams, 2, me, 3, Cheryl Williamson, 4, Sal Rodriguez, 5, Donna Marie Sergi, 6, Suzanne Mathai, 7, Josue Aguiar, 8, Joe Delapino, 9, Chris Reese, 10, Johnny Ray Diaz, 11. There's 11 of us, 11 monologues based on the actual words of the homeless. Anyways, thank you for joining us, and remember, this is what true love, true religion, true spirituality, true compassion is all about. In so much as you did it unto the least of these, you did it unto me. So do something that you'll enjoy in terms of theater, but also we'll go right to the Midnight Mission, one of the all-time great places. You see it on the news with Dick Van Dyke and others feeding the poor down there, and we're going to raise, Lord willing, over $100,000 for Midnight Mission through these performances. Last year's Homeward LA raised $55,000. We have already exceeded that goal and raised $68,000. So get your friends and come on down. Be like my sister Elizabeth, who got a dozen friends so far to order tickets and come down. Get your whole posse and come on down and join us. And this is the song you'll hear as the show starts. We'll be right back.